6.2. Freeways. Before traveling on the freeway, always plan ahead. Planning can help avoid unfamiliar or congested traffic situations. 6.2.1. Turnout areas. Special turnout areas are sometimes marked on two-lane roads. You should pull to the side in these areas and allow cars behind you to pass. Other two-lane roads sometimes have passing lanes. If you're driving slowly on a two-lane highway or road where passing is unsafe and five or more vehicles are following you, pull to the side of the road at a turnout or other safe place, wherever you can do so, to let the vehicles pass. Anytime that you're impeding the normal and reasonable flow of traffic, you're breaking the law, even on the freeway. You can go as slow as 40 or 45 miles an hour in the far right lane, the slow lane. Don't go any slower unless otherwise posted. 6.2.2. Carpool lanes. Some freeways have special driving lanes for carpools called High Occupancy Vehicle Lanes, HOV, sometimes marked by a diamond symbol. Most freeways have special on-ramps for carpools. Using High Occupancy Lane or Carpool Lane requires a minimum of 2 or 3 occupants per vehicle, as indicated by freeway signage, including the driver. Signs at the on-ramp or along the freeway will tell you the number of passengers needed to use that lane and the days and hours that the requirements apply. The pavement of these lanes is marked with a diamond symbol. Some freeways may have a special lane for buses only or buses and carpools. This lane is also marked by a diamond symbol. Please take a moment to watch this short video on HOV or diamond lanes and take the short quiz. 6.2.3. Merging, passing, and entering traffic. Whenever you enter traffic, signal and be sure you have enough room to enter safely. You have to share space with traffic already on the road and must know how much space you need to merge with traffic, cross or enter traffic, pass other cars. Common mistakes entering the freeway are sudden slowing or stopping, merging at too slow a speed. 6.2.4. Space to merge. Enter the freeway at or near the speed of traffic. Remember that the maximum speed allowed is 65 miles per hour on most freeways. Do not stop before merging with freeway traffic unless absolutely necessary. Freeway traffic has the right of way. Anytime you merge with other traffic, you need a gap of at least 4 seconds. That will give both you and the car you merge in front of a 2-second following distance. Observe ramp speed. Be familiar with entrance warning signs. Check speed of freeway traffic. Watch the vehicle ahead for sudden stops. Don't try to squeeze into a gap that is too small. Leave yourself a big enough space cushion. Watch for vehicles around you. Use your mirrors and turn signals. Turn your head to look quickly to the side before changing lanes. Leave at least 3 seconds of space between you and the vehicle ahead. Make sure you can stop safely if you must. If you have to cross several lanes, cross them one at a time. If you stop to wait until all lanes are clear, you will tie up traffic and may cause an accident. 6.2.5. Acceleration lanes. Limited access freeways are entered by way of an on-ramp, which sometimes includes an acceleration lane, allowing you to accelerate to the same speed as the traffic so you can merge smoothly. Try to locate a gap in the traffic and adjust your speed to match the speed of the other cars on the freeway. Act decisively and avoid merging too slowly, which could cause a collision. 6.2.6. Special situations. 6.2.7. Timed entrance lights are used to avoid having too many vehicles trying to get on the freeway at the same time. These ramp meter lights have a sign indicating the number of vehicles allowed per green, which is usually 2. Double merge lanes are provided to give slower-moving vehicles more time to get up to freeway traffic speed and more space to do it in. 6.2.8. Choosing a lane of travel. 6.2.9. Two-lane freeways. In the interest of safety, the right-hand lane should be used for slower-moving vehicles or vehicles which are exiting. The left lane should be used for driving faster or passing. 6.2.10. Three lanes or more. Right-hand lane should be used for slower-moving vehicles or vehicles which are exiting. Center lane for smoother travel. This is the recommended lane for safest travel. The left-hand lane should be used for driving faster or passing. 6.2.11. Approaching interchanges. Avoid merging conflicts when approaching an interchange. Move over to the next lane away from the other vehicles merging onto the freeway. 6.2.12. Driving too slow on the freeway. If you're driving too slow, you can impede the normal flow of traffic, causing other drivers behind you to either make an irrational decision to pass you unsafely, or someone who's not paying attention could rear-end your vehicle. A driver who's traveling behind your vehicle at a higher rate of speed could be forced to make a sudden lane change to avoid hitting your vehicle and be forced into oncoming traffic. It is recommended that if you want to drive slower than the other traffic on the freeway, that you ride in the far right lane. 6.2.13, space to exit. Have you ever been in a traffic jam? Sometimes you see a driver pass the stopped cars by using the right shoulder and then darting back into traffic. If a police officer sees this, they would ticket the driver for passing on the right or for an unsafe lane change. The law states that when there is enough room on a normal city street for two cars to pass and one car is turning left, you can go ahead and pass on the right. On the freeway, there is no set passing lane. On the freeway, you can pass on the right. However, you cannot use the right shoulder as a passing lane. If you ever miss your exit, do not attempt to exit suddenly. Instead of putting yourself and other people on the road in danger, go to the next exit, turn around, and then exit at your proper exit. When you plan to exit the freeway, make sure to give yourself plenty of time. You should know the freeway exit you want as well as the one that comes before it. To exit safely, you should change lanes one at a time until you are in the proper lane to exit the freeway, signal your intention to exit approximately 5 seconds. Be sure you are at the proper speed for leaving the traffic lane, not too fast so you won't lose control, and not too slow so the flow of traffic can still move freely. 6.2.14, deceleration lanes. Allow drivers to reduce their speed without endangering traffic to the rear. If you see another driver trying to exit, slow down gradually and allow the driver into the lane ahead of you. Try to drive at the posted speed limit and watch out for curves. Speed can be critical when exiting on a ramp that has a curve. You can be traveling too fast and swerve over into the other lane or not being able to stop before rear-ending the vehicle in front of you. 6.2.15, toll booths. A sign will be posted at least 1 mile before the toll. Speed limits are posted. When approaching a toll booth on the freeway, reduce your speed and allow trucks and trailers to cross over to their designated lanes. When leaving a toll booth, look on both sides before merging from multiple toll booth lanes back into the regular freeway lanes. 6.2.16, before changing lanes. Have you ever changed lanes without using your signals on the freeway because people will speed up and keep you from getting into the next lane? That's very dangerous. Signal for 100 feet, approximately 5 seconds, before changing lanes. Look over your shoulder before changing lanes. Look in your rearview mirror before changing lanes. Scan ahead, to the sides, and behind your vehicle. Use your turn signals. Make sure to leave 3 seconds or more between you and the vehicle ahead. Make sure you can stop safely if you must. Use your mirrors and check for blind spots. 6.2.17. Check your speed. You drive too fast on the freeway. How many times are you on the freeway and traveling at the same rate of speed as the other cars on the road? Safety experts call this factor velocitation and is also discussed in our chapter on speed. It happens when you assume that you're doing the speed limit because everybody else is traveling at the same speed. You look down at your speedometer and you're going faster than the speed limit. Every now and then, check your speedometer to make sure you're not going too fast. 6.2.18, hypnotized by the road. Be careful not to get hypnotized by the road. When you're driving on the freeway and staring at the center line, you can become hypnotized. Some people have even fallen asleep while driving. This can be very dangerous. Keep your eyes moving at all times. Make sure you're not getting hypnotized by the road.